Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You know this guy's voice. It's Lou Manfredini, Mr. Fix-It, host of House Smarts Radio and, well, so much more than that. How are you, Lou?
I'm doing well. You know, whenever we can hear more Italian voices, I'm all for it.
You're right. Hey, everybody in the engineering department today was comparing the notes they get from NICOR when they try and guilt you into you're using more than your neighbors.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you're like, wait, no, I'm not. No, yeah. They have more kids than I do. And I never really understand why they're trying to get you to use less of something they sell. But I get it. It saves us money. So it's here. The cold weather's coming. Boy, it switched to fall, and here it is. What can we do?
Yeah, you know, Lisa, I think that, you know, for a lot of us, on the grand scale, here's the thing. You know, if you've got a piece of equipment that is older than 15 years old, then it is probably not worth putting a bunch of money into that. If you get that clean and check, which I highly recommend people do, it's all different kinds of, you know, HVAC companies come out there and do that. When you're hiring somebody, you know, it's somebody you want with a lot of experience. One of the things you want is NATE certification, N-A-T-E. And when you call or they call you and say, hey, Lisa Dent, we've got a deal to fix your furnace or, you know, clean your furnace. And you say, hey, are your technicians NATE certified? And if they say yes, that is kind of the highest level of training for these technicians so they can really come out and make sure that the system is running as efficiently and as smoothly as possible. Now, if they come back and say, hey, lady, you know, you need a new blower, it's going to be $700, or you need a new motherboard, that's going to be $1,400, and that piece of equipment is older than 15, I wouldn't spend that money because the newer equipment that's out there today is so much more efficient. And the more efficient the piece of equipment, if you maintain it, will save you money long term.
Okay, I've got family members. They'll, you know, they're like, oh, my furnace is 30 years old, but it's still working. You
know? Right. No, I know. And there's plenty of people that say that. Yes.
Right, right. So, two things. What does it cost to have somebody come out and do that checkup? And what does a whole new unit cost these days?
So, you know, a lot of companies are running these deals, right? Oh, you know, $40, $50 will come out. Well, the whole idea is they want to get into your house and see what, you know, is going on. And then they can say, well, you know, lady, you should be spending about anywhere from $100 to $150, even up to $200 for a really thorough clean and check. And, you know, if there's a reputable company out there that's running a deal, you know, again, ask those questions about the NATE certification. If they say all that is true, hey, there's plenty of people out there running a deal. Remember that HVAC technicians on mild weather days like this are not busy. And so they want to keep everybody working. And so, you know, better to cut a deal and keep all the technicians working than not. And so that's part of the thing. Then when we get to the extreme weather, whether it's really hot or really cold, you can't get an HVAC person to save your life because they're so busy. That's why you want to take care of this stuff now. So a couple $100, a whole new system, if we're talking about a furnace and air conditioning at the same time, that's $8,000 or $9,000 or $10,000.
Wow. And of course, they'll give you deals on that, payment plans on that.
Of course.
But it just seems like an investment. But it is a good investment. As a single mom and having to maintain a house on my own, I joined a VIP program where they came out three times a year, checked everything. And then if you had a problem on one of those hot weather or cold weather days, you got put to the top of the list.
You know, I interviewed, we have a sponsor that's on the radio station, Dykstra Home Services, and they're not the only ones that are doing this, but one of the big trends now is leasing HVAC equipment.
Oh, my
now,
gosh.
It sounds crazy, and at first you're like, I don't know that I want to do that, but you have no upfront costs, and you pay like $150 a month, okay, but then all the service, all the maintenance, anything that goes wrong, anything that breaks is paid for. So instead of you coming up and writing a check for 10 grand, okay, we're going to put in a new furnace and air conditioner. It's going to be 10 grand, but you're going to pay me $150 a month for 10 years.
Well, that works for a lot of people. It really does, especially if you don't have the finances to put the money up right up
100%.
Front. So, yeah.
100%.
Lou Manfredini is the host of House Smarts Radio. He's Mr. Fix-It. What are some basic things people can do as the temperature changes to get ready for winter?
Number one is filter changes. Now, the clean and check we talked about, but then the filter changes. And I have updated my recommendation. I always said that you should be changing your filters, you know, every 3 months or so. And I think that COVID taught us that clean air really matters. And so I'm not a proponent of the 99-cent, you know, spun fiberglass filters. They don't do anything for the air quality. The pleated filters, go to the hardware store or the home center, buy a case of them in the right size, keep them where you know, near the system, and put a reminder on your phone and change them out once a month. It will ensure the system is running at peak efficiency. It'll ensure the air quality in your home is good. And that's the simple, easiest thing that anybody can listen, you know, to go and do, because it's very easy to do. You're not intimidated by it at all. And that will help the system run efficiently. The other thing, too, I mentioned this morning on with Bob Surratt. You know, if you turn your thermostat down by a minute, by 1 degree, it can change your usage of your energy and lower it by 3% for the year. 1 degree.
Okay, and so do you advocate that you set it, like if you have one of those systems, you can set it so it gets cold during the day while you're at work, and then it warms up when you walk in the house, and then it gets chilly. Do you advocate that, or do you think just leaving it at that temperature, 1 degree?
No more than 6 to 8 degrees, because okay. The energy then to get it back up is where you waste it. So if you're not home, you know, it's tough because a lot of people are working from home now. But, you know, it used to be, hey, I'm going to the office and I leave at, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning. I don't mm-hmm. come home till 6. Then if you lower that by 6 to 8 degrees, you'll save money in the course of a year. No question.
Thanks, Lou. We love listening to you on Saturday mornings. I learned so much. Lou Manfredini, host of House Smarts Radio. You can hear him tomorrow morning starting at 6. Lauren has your news next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. And then we're going to talk to a vet. Finally, a dog doctor that's going to come on and answer any questions you want to ask. That's on the way. WGN